And now for the latest from the markets, we're joined by Andrew Austin of Jarden Securities. Hello, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Nona.
Andrew, we've had a bit of news this morning. So what's the market looking like?
So, yeah, the New Zealand market is up pretty strongly today, about 53 points or 0.5%, and it is largely on the retirement sector and MetLife Care there leading the way with that approach by a third party as a potential takeover. So the leaders today, or the movers today, we've got A2 Milk is up 25 cents to $14.37, Chorus up 7 to $5.62, EBOS up 26 cents to $23.07, Infratil's up 4 to $4.86. Meridian Energy's down 7 cents, continuing to be a bit weak, $4.38. MetLife Care, as I mentioned, up 62 cents or 12% to $5.70. Ryman Healthcare up 22 cents, $14.36. Somerset up 26 cents to $7.44. Tower, some news today there, as you, I think you mentioned, up 1 cent to 71. And just to finish that off, we've got ZEnergy's up 3 cents to $5.32.
And how about the Australian market? How's it doing today?
The opposite over there is quite weak, actually. So that's down almost 0.8% or 52 points. A few names there. We've got the banks very weak. We've got Westpac's down 64 cents or 2.41% to $25.91. ANZ down 31 cents to $25.11. We've got, CSL's down $2.33 to $271, and Zero's just in the positive there, up 7 cents to $77.90.
And what about the currency? How's it trading?
So New Zealand's a little bit stronger. Against the US, we're at 0.6426. Against the Australian, 0.9418. Against the pound, 0.4970. Against the euro, 0.58. Flat, and then against the yen there at 69.69.
And what about on our interest rates, oil and gold?
Sure. So the three-month bill there is 1.24%. Brent spot crude is at $62.99 US a barrel, and gold is at $1,472.55 an ounce.
Thank you very much, Andrew. That's Andrew Austin of Jarden Securities.